大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎大家收听开言英语带给你的英语学习节目。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
那 Adam， 今天我们要说说各种各样的麻，从麻辣到肉麻到什么腿麻、手麻，英语怎么来表达啊
？Okay.
这个麻其实真的很难形容，就比如说吃东西，咱们四川的这个麻辣。I think most people know how to say spicy.
Spicy.
辣，但是这个麻，哎呦，挺难形容的。所以今天呢，我们节目里面都会教大家，你可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，一边听节目一边看我们为大家细心列出来的这个文字推送啊。好，那首先就来讲麻辣好了。
Okay.
我前两天在看你也喜欢的一个美国脱口秀 Seth Meyers、之前我们也跟大家推荐过的啊，我才发现现在中国网友把他叫这个秀叫赛金花Seth I guess、他的那个节目里面就有一个美国网红的华裔厨师，就是教大家怎么做中国菜的。 So he was on the program and he was teaching Americans how to make 辣子鸡、然后他做的是用 chicken wings， 因为美国人很爱吃鸡翅膀，他做辣子鸡翅、后来那个他就形容说、这个菜就是特别麻特别麻， and the word he used was tingly、So he says this is a very 麻辣 dish and、it means it, 麻辣 is like this tingling sensation、然后我一想对哦，这个是很好，所以来形容麻那个词 How do you spell tingly?
Tingly, T-I-N-G-L-Y.
Tingly、Tingly 就是让你比如舌头麻麻的、或有的时候我们 后面会讲到腿麻手麻、
Anywhere on your body.
It's also a tingly、sensation、我觉得讲到这个麻这种感觉除了用 feeling， 就我前面用那个 sensation 也是特别好的一个词。
Well, that's more like you can actually physically feel it.
Feel it, exactly. See,、with 麻辣, you can physically feel the tingly sensation、in your mouth, right? Or on your tongue. 除了 tingly 呢，我以前一直会用的一个英语词是
Numbing.
Numbing.
Yeah, I've heard、you say that once or twice.
这个 numbing, 我觉得大家最要注意的是它的发音。
Right, there's a B in there, an extra B.
就是它的拼法是 N-U-M-B-I-N-G.
Right, but it's not numbing.
对，所以这个 B 是不发音的，
对吧？ Right.
So it's a numbing sensation.、我去 Google 麻辣的时候啊I did that. 我就发现就是英语里面好像也把我们这个麻辣、拼音的 M-A-L-A、现在也会放进去，就是说麻辣 sauce、
right.
对一些对中国文化有一些了解的人，或者 foodie 对美食有兴趣的人，就很多英语里面他会直接用那个文化的语言、比如像印度菜经常什么 tandoori masala 这样、对吧，就直接用那个语言。 So don't say you know it's a 麻辣 flavor or it's a 麻辣 sauce、
right.
然后会告诉你 it gives you the tingly or the numbing sensation、那最主要 with 麻辣呢，你就一定要有花椒。花椒英语叫什么呀？
Well, that's a pepper, right? But it's got to be from Sichuan.
So it's a 四川 peppercorn.
Ah, yes.
四川 peppercorn 就是四川的花椒。我记得之前和 Spencer 录节目，他说你跟美国人，你不能很标准的说四川， you gotta say Sichuan.
Well, we don't know how to spell it, right? Because all of the restaurants here will say like Szechuan. There's a Z and an E in there.
Yeah, they don't use the standard 拼音.
Right.
Sichuan. 然后你看美国美食节目，他们介绍花椒也经常是 Sichuan peppercorn.
It was Szechuan. Yeah, I mean, it's just like、Qingdao, the beer, or like Tsing.
Qingdao.
Tsingtao.
Qingdao, yeah. 那麻辣烫这样的东西，你在中国的时候不是你也挺爱吃麻辣烫的吗？ Like amongst the foreigner circle in China.
Yeah.
你们叫麻辣烫什么？
I just call it
麻辣烫。
Yeah. I don't call it dinner, I guess.
对，因为麻辣烫对外国人来说还挺容易发音的， So a lot of Chinese in China they just say 麻辣烫、好，那我们把麻辣说完了以后，我们来看看肉麻吧。
Oh, yes, okay.
肉麻英语里面怎么讲呢？
Well, like cheesy, I guess.
所以就是 cheese 的那个 cheesy.
Yeah.
好奇怪哦，为什么？
Yeah, don't ask why. Just that's the word. I mean, I guess because we were talking about peppercorns before, like, there's also corny.Corny and cheesy, it's the same thing.
Oh, that's right. Mm. 好好记哦。Mm. 大家可以一连串的 peppercorn. Corny.
It's really corny.
Cheesy.
Like, it's a corny, you always talk about like a cheesy movie or a corny、pickup line or something.
Or song.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, babe, I love you like the water loves the something.
Oh, that's so cheesy. That's so corny.、
Mm. Well, it's so bad that it's good.
对，因为有些是 cheesy 的也很好听、是吧、那我觉得有意思的就是英语形容一个东西很肉麻，用到都是两种和食物有关的形容词。第一个我们前面说的 cheesy、芝士，第二个你说那个 corny 就是那个 corn、玉米吗？
Corn or like peppercorn、
所以 corny 就是后面加一个、拼的时候就后面加一个 y
y yeah
C-O-R-N-Y
right
corny、我觉得可能是像 cheese 啊然后 corn 啊就是都比较甜嘛然后吃多了会腻所以、肉麻给人的感觉就是腻的有点很腻味那个
okay
cheesy and corny okay so you can use that to describe 就像 Adam 前面举的例子、电影呀歌呀或者你说一个什么、
right. pick up lineP
ick up line 就是有一个男的就搭讪的说的话是吧、pick up line 很 cheesy 可以用来形容人吗说这个人很肉吗
yeah of course
就说、I'm such a corny person I'm so cheesy I'm so corny
you mean you can I think usually it's about movies and songs and poems but if, yeah I mean if a person really loves those movies and songs and poems then of course they're corny、you are what you eat
这倒是啊好那我们今天最后再来看就是回到一个 sensation 一种感觉啦、身体上的就比如坐久了说哎呦突然腿麻 And I hate it when this happens to me in public
在
公开场合就很尴尬
I mean yeah it is especially when you have to stand up and then you look like an idiot you can't really walk I mean actually I kind of have this feeling right now my legs are asleep
就坐久了腿麻了、对吧所以你前面说 my legs are what?
Asleep, like sleeping
睡觉、因为就是腿麻就他睡觉没有感觉了是吧
Right, but we don't say my leg is sleeping We have to say my leg is asleep
Asleep,、A-S-L-E-E-P
Right
是一个词啊、It's one word、So my leg is asleep For me, it's usually both, 两条腿 So my legs are...
Your legs are, okay.
Asleep. 那如果手臂、手麻什么的比如我抱我儿子抱了很久、手臂麻了。
It could be anything, right? Yeah, my arm is asleep.、My leg is asleep.、
都可以、脚。My foot is asleep.
That's the worst, yeah.、
or my feet、are asleep, 都行哈。除了这个Asleep, 是不是也可以用 numb?
Numb, yep, sure. It's the same thing.
My legs are numb. 但我觉得如果你说 my legs are numb, it could be a lot more serious.
It could be serious.
Asleep.
You could have been shot.
你说被枪打一下或者有什么中风这两天常看这个加拿大电视台一个广告就是说你要怎么 prevent 防止中风就是一个人说 my leg is numb or like half of my body is numb
right because you had a stroke
对吧、所以用 numb 的时候 be careful because it could be serious
yeah like you wouldn't yeah exactly
对吧 asleep 就是那种过一会儿就会好的啊好但是前面你还教了我一个就是很口语的说法用到针啊什么的
yeah pins and needlesp
ins and needles、pin 就是很小的那种定怎么说大头针那个是一个 pin、对吧 needles 就是缝衣服的针
right
所以大家可以联想到就是很麻的时候就好像那些东西都扎在你身上、
yeah.
那我想到是中文的成语如坐针毡、听过那成语吗
nope
it's like you're sitting on aRug full of pins and needles.
Oh, okay.
It's a very thorny situation.
Oh.
对，所以 pins and needles 可以怎么用呢
Yeah, it sounds kind of weird, right? Because there's two S's in there, and that might kind of mess people up. You can just say, there's pins and needles in my leg. That's probably the easiest.
Oh, there are pins and needles in my leg.
Yeah. Or the easiest thing is, I mean, because if you're going to say this to a person, it's probably because you're feeling this.
Yeah.
And they can probably see you. Yeah. So when you're struggling to stand up, just say, ah, pins and needles.
Ah, pins and needles.、Mm. 好，那我们今天最后一个要说的呢，哦，就我觉得这个就英语的发音和拼写都很搞，都太难了、
mm.
麻醉。
Okay, this is a tough one, guys. Not an easy one. Not even easy for me.
Not even for native speakers.
Well, not easy、yeah. to spell, but、even saying it is、the most general idea is、anesthesia.
就是麻醉是吧、mm. Anesthesia. 听起来都很难的样子、Anesthesia. 那你怎么拼呢？你帮我们拼一下哈。
Okay, so this is where it gets complicated, because there are two ways.、
Oh.
It's going to start with A-N,、
mm.
always.、I think the most like, classical or the most proper way is A-N-A-E,、
mm.
a weird kind of combination,、
mm.
and then S-T-H-E-S-I-A.
听了简直是头皮发麻，太难了。Anesthesia.
Anesthesia. Yeah, the thing is, a lot of Americans, this A-E spelling, it's kind of dumb. Right? You don't really need it. So a lot of Americans just won't use it. It's just E.
A-N-E.
Yes.
S-T-H 是吗？我觉得反正最难的是它这个里面又有 S 后面 it's like followed by T-H.
Yes.
后来还有 S 就觉得 oh,、yeah. it's such a mouthful.
Anesthesia.
Anesthesia.
Got it.
说了都好像自己被麻醉了。然后、the person who gives you anesthesia.
That is an anesthesiologist.
更长。
Yeah.
Anesthesiologist.
Right, like a biologist or a...
So, for your sake, we won't spell it out for you、mm. in air. 听得太高，但我们今天推送里面会拼出来给你。反正我每次看到这两个词，我就脑子里就是、不要让我自己去拼他们。但我看到我就认识他们是这个，就是就很搞的这两个词就对了。那还好，麻醉这件事也不是 every day 成天你要用的啊。
Hope not.
没关系，就是记得认得就好了。Anesthesia, anesthesiologist.
Anesthesiologist.
Which, by the way, 在美国还是一个特别高薪的职业。Sounds like,
sure.
Yeah, always on the you know, top paid job list.
Of course.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。从 tingly, numbing, pins and needles,
anesthesiologist.
讲到最后这么难的。We hope you've enjoyed our show and learned a lot of useful English. 好，那我们除了带给大家这个双语节目呢，我们还有一个更加完整、更加丰富的开源会员课程库。我们有六个级别，然后现在900多节实用丰富主题的英语课程，都是由我们很棒的北美主播 Adam Spencer、Tara Connor、Diana 为大家带来的。那我们希望用这种方法能教大家最实用。用最鲜活的英语口语，大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单来免费试用一下。之后如果你喜欢的话呢，在公众号里升级也是最快并且最优惠的，学习一年只要629。那我们每天也有出会员新课。 OK, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys, anesthesiologists.